The following talk was from the Foundation's 6th conference at Quinta in April 2015. And this is Thursday evening, our sort of spectacular. You need to have been there or at least see the video, which will be out in YouTube. But just sit back and listen to the story of Jesus, his birth, his death, his resurrection. In Sound and Light, devised by Johnny Maltz. Straight after that, the Foundation's choir kicks in, and you're just led very quietly and deeply into a time of worship led by Joe.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing made had being. In him was life, and the life was the light of mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not suppressed it.
Then the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us in knowing good and evil. Now, lest he reach out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever." Therefore the Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he was taken. He drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden he placed the cherubim and a flaming sword that turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life.
Voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it."
Light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Again Jesus spoke to them, saying,
"I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said,
Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
And having said this, he breathed his last. With ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay, to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal.
Next, the angel showed me the river of the water of life, sparkling like crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Between the main street and the river was the tree of life, producing 12 kinds of fruit, a different kind every month. And the leaves of the tree were for healing the nations. No longer will there be any curses. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will worship there. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. Night will no longer exist, so they will need neither the light of a lamp nor the light of the sun, because Adonai, God, will shine upon them, and they will reign as kings forever and ever.
Loving kindness as a flood, where the Prince of Life, our ransom, shed for us his precious blood.
To thy praise. my glory. Nothing in the world I see thou hast cleansed and sanctified me. Though myself has set me free.
speak joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your to worship you, oh my soul.
Rejoice,
take joy, my King, in what you
his hands, his feet. Sorrow and love, low mingled down. Did there such love and sorrow
beloved children, I, the Lord, I am your shepherd. You will never be in want for anything I know you need. I'm making you lie down in green pastures. I'm leading you beside quiet waters, waters that will not overwhelm you, waters from which you can drink. I'm restoring your life, your very soul. Oh, my beloved, I am guiding you in the right path, the path of righteousness, my righteousness. And I am guiding you for the sake of my great name. My beloved, even though you may find yourself walking through the valley of the shadow of deepest darkness, do not be afraid, for I am with you. My rod is in my hand to protect you from all harm, my staff to tap out the way in the darkness when you cannot see. Don't be afraid, I'm there.
let me bring my comfort and encouragement to you. My dear one, I'm preparing a table before you, even in the presence of your enemies. They can never prevent me from preparing the table for you. I anoint your head with oil, your precious head, which hurts so often and is so sore. I anoint you with my oil, the healing oil of my grace. My dear one, your cup is overflowing. Surely, my goodness, and my hesed, my loving kindness, will cling to you all the days of your life. And even when this life is over, you, my dear one, will dwell with me in my house forever and forever and forever. For I am your shepherd. And I love you.
We're going to leave it there now. So good night and shalom. But maybe we could leave this room. If you want to leave, then leave quietly. If you want to stay for a little while in the presence of the Lord in stillness, then please feel welcome to do so.
We hope you enjoyed that talk. To hear any similar talks from Foundation 6 Conference or any other of our conferences, please go to www.foundationsconferences.com. That's foundationsconferences.com. Thank you.